At the 100-year anniversary for MFA Inc., I'm visiting with Miss Missouri. And Shelby, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, good morning. I'm Shelby. I'm from Columbia, Missouri, and I'm the reigning Miss Missouri. I went to Rockbridge High School in Columbia, played volleyball and basketball, never really saw pageants coming for me, and I went to study musical theater in college, and my voice teacher said, hey, why don't you do a pageant and try to win some scholarship money for singing? And so 23 months later, here I am as Miss Missouri and just getting home from Miss America.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on your accomplishments. I have a couple daughters that graduated, I think it was called Helias High School.
Yes.
You might have heard of them.
Yes. We played them multiple times in volleyball and basketball. It's always
yes.
a good game.
Yeah, I had one daughter played basketball. Looking at what we're doing out here today at the State Fairgrounds, tell me what you think about an organization like a cooperative, like MFA, making it 100 years.
I think it's really amazing. So many, you know, being in Columbia, I watch so many small businesses come and go, and to see something like MFA survive this long and be such a wonderful organization with a great reputation doing wonderful things, to be here for its 100th anniversary is wonderful.
Well, besides coming here to do an interview with me, what else are you going to do here today?
I'm here to sing the national anthem this morning.
We are looking forward to it. Now, I don't know just when you became Miss Missouri or when that changes, but tell us about some of the things, like, besides this, that you're doing during this year.
Right. Well, I won in June 8th, and ever since then, it has been a crazy whirlwind. Usually every day, I have some sort of event, mainly speaking in schools to all sorts of age groups on all sorts of topics. Our national partner is with Children's Miracle Network, so I'm in the hospitals a lot and doing a lot of their fundraising, and they're kind of spokesperson in the state of Missouri. And then my personal platform is all about helping abused and neglected children, especially through CASA, court-appointed special advocates. So I've been to a lot of their events as a mistress of ceremonies or entertainment or a speaker. So it's really just a lot of public speaking. I'm a singer, so a lot of performing. I got to sing the national anthem at the Cardinals-Dodgers game right before the World Series, so that was pretty cool. And went to a NASCAR race and was in the pits. So it has its perks, definitely. It's a very, very fun job, and I'm very blessed to be here.
Well, I kind of wish the Cardinals had ended it a little differently, but it's still, I mean, what an accomplishment just to get there to the World Series. Well, thank you very much, Shelby. It's great to meet you. We're looking forward to hearing you here at the start of the program, which is just a little while from now. So here from Sedalia, Missouri, Zimmerman reporting.